Listen to shoot the defence. It's unbelievable, Jeff.
Hello, welcome to a very special edition of Shoot the Defence on FNX. I'm your host, Stel, and my guest this evening is none other than the latest signing of Canadian Premier League side Cavalry FC. It is Oliver Minotaur. Oliver, welcome to the show, mate. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Stel. Thanks for the invitation. I'm happy to join you today.
Hey, mate, it's an absolute pleasure. And you're sitting in Brazil at the moment waiting for the Canadian Premier League to start in April. How excited are you?
Yeah, it's very exciting. It's the first year, so expectations are high with all clubs since they all start from the page zero, right?
That's right.
So I think it's a great opportunity to go back to North America. I was there in 2014 and 2015, playing in the NASL and USL. So in Ottawa in 2014 and 15, so in Canada, and the opportunity now of going back and having just a Canadian league is great, because I think it brings up much more of the attention of everyone and the fans, and I'm very excited to be going.
I can imagine, man. You know, you got a few Canadian teams in MLS, and some people have been saying, well, you know, the standard of Canadian football can't be that great if these teams are becoming franchises in MLS. But at the same time, you can see that, you know, the Canadian soccer is evolving. There's a lot more interest in it. And the fact that you've got clubs such as Cavalry FC bringing in such quality players such as yourself, Marco Carducci, who's a Uruguayan goalkeeper. You know, you've got Camargo, that's a Colombian. And they're obviously trying to create something there. Now, based on what you know in Canada, what made you decide to go back? Because I know that you were playing in Australia, weren't you?
Yeah. I'm actually surprised by the amount of Canadian players that are coming up and coming to my attention now, because they have to search the entire world for the pro-Canadian soccer players, right? Because they need the base and the core of the team to be made of Canadians. Mm-hmm. So I'm positively surprised with the number of them. And, it was an easy choice for me, because in Canada, everything's so organized and people know what they want to do. So I'm sure that the league, even from the first year, it's gonna have quality players. The facilities are gonna be quality as well, and it's a place that everyone wants to join. So I'm very happy to be one of the foreigners, one of the first signings, and hopefully I can have a successful season together with Cavalry.
And your manager is Tommy Walden Jr., who famously played for Swindon Town and coached the Canadian under 17 team. Well, he was an assistant there. Did you speak to Tommy?
Yeah. We've spoken a couple of times. Obviously, even before I signed, we had some good conversations, and I'm looking forward to working with him. He's a young guy. He treats his players very well. Open communication. So I think it's important, and they're trying to build something special there, and hopefully I can help.
Fantastic. Well, let's go back 10 years. I know it's a long time, but you started off at Paulinho Football Club, didn't you? And then moved to PSV, I believe. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I was in Brazil. I started very young. The youth system here, you start very young. So at the age of 9, 10, I was already participating in the major youth competitions, and I played for Guarani as well, from my city. That is a bigger team. It's currently in the second division in Brazil. And Paulinha was it was a project with an agent from the region, and he kind of brought together many of the good players of our age, of the 92 generation. So we were able to reach the finals of the state. The São Paulo State League is one of the strongest in the youth, and we came to the final for 4 years in a row, so it called everyone's attention. Then another agent saw me play in 2009 and invited me to go to Holland for some trials, and from there everything kind of got happening alone.
You know, you've seen a lot of Brazilian players come from, or should I say, come out of the Eredivisie. We've seen, you know, Romario, Ronaldo, all these other players. How did the link between, you know, these Dutch clubs and Brazilian clubs come from? Because this particular agent, I assume he had something to do with other players coming from South America to Holland, no?
Yeah, so what happened in my case was there was a physical trainer at Twente, which is another Dutch club, and his agent took Douglas, a Brazilian center back. He actually played at Twente for many years, and then he was in Brazil scouting other players. He saw me and he told his agent, so the physical director, and this agent had many contacts in Holland, and it worked out with PSV, and I was able to join them in July 2009 for the preseason, and then I was invited to come back in August and stayed there for the remaining of the year. So yeah, they nowadays it's much easier because the games are on television and the scouts go everywhere. So 10 years ago, it wasn't as much as it's today, because today it's a fight to see whoever arrives first, right? So that's why you see players leaving at a younger age more and more. Okay. Because everyone has access to it, and well, if you go to a tournament in Brazil, I'm sure that scouts from all over the world are going to be there, and in South America and in Africa and everywhere else, everyone's looking for players to make a difference, right? Mm.
So how was your adaptation like in Holland? Because obviously it's a much different environment than what you're used to, or what you were used to in Brazil at the time. Was it easy to adapt to your new surroundings?
Yeah, it was the toughest time that I had out of Brazil, because it was the first time I left and I was very young as well. So it wasn't easy. I had there were two other Brazilians there that helped me a lot. We were together all the time. So that kind of made me go through, but it was especially when winter came, it was very, very tough because I hadn't experienced it before, and I was the cold and everything's different, right? And Eindhoven is a small city in Holland. It's not like Amsterdam that everything's open and a lot of people. It's kind of quieter,
right?
So that was tough. But yeah, it was a good experience in the field and off as well. I had to pass through these difficult times there too. And then once I went to Portugal, everything was much smoother because of the culture as well.
I can imagine. So when you were at PSV at the time, was that round about when Lacazette and Depay were there, or was that after you were there?
Yeah. They were younger though. Lacazette came after, and Depay was younger. He's 2 years younger, I think. So he would train sometimes with. I was at the under 19 at the time, and he was under 17, I believe.
Okay.
But he would train with us sometimes, and also Zakaria Labia, that today is in Ajax. He was a nice guy. He was even a good friend at my time there. And he also has had a brilliant career. He later went to Sporting Lisbon, and it was very good. Very good team, very good club. So it was good.
Fantastic. So after PSV, you went to Nacional in Portugal, which I'm pretty sure you got used to the place because the language is very similar, if not the same. But then you somehow ended up in Canada. Now, that's a bit of a random move, going from Ligue 1 to Ottawa Fury. How did that come about, and what did you make of your experience out there? Because it's even colder than Holland.
Yeah. So, Portugal was great. It was where I actually became a professional player. Right, I signed my first pro contract there. And the fact was that there was a change in the coaching staff. Pedro Caixinha, who now is in Cruz Azul, he left.
Okay.
And Manuel Machado took over, and he rather playing the older guys, and he wanted to bring in some other guys. And so in January 2013, I left I had 3 more years of contract, but I wasn't going to the games and I was young, so I thought I should leave to get more minutes and to play. And when I left, I didn't really know where I was going yet. So maybe if it was today, I would maybe manage the situation a bit differently. But it was an experience, and I ended up in Canada because Mark was a Portuguese coach, right? He was the one who took me to Canada. So that was the connection. And he told me about the project, and he showed me everything, and I was very excited because the project of the team was good, the stadium was amazing, and I kind of embraced the challenge, and I went, and I don't regret it because I ended up staying there for 2 years, and later 2 more years in the US, so it was good.
That's right, because then you ended up at Puerto Rico FC. I think Adrian Whitbread was a manager at the time, wasn't he?
Yes. So after 2 years in Ottawa, in the second year there, we reached the final of the championship. We lost to New York Cosmos in the final. And after that, Mark left, and basically the entire team ended up leaving. New coach came in Ottawa, and that was it. So I joined Puerto Rico with Adrian. It was also the first year. So there were some problems that had to be solved during the season. It wasn't an easy season, but it was a good experience as well. Living in Puerto Rico was great. Unfortunately, in the following year, they had the hurricane hit them. Mm. So it was tough, and it was hard for the club to continue operating, actually.
Mm. Were you surprised with Adrian Whitbread's methods? Because I remember him as a footballer at West Ham and Portsmouth, and I've never known of his coaching, and no one's really spoken much about it. Were his methods very different to what you got from Holland
Yeah. Well, it's different styles, right? Mm-hmm. So his style was more of the... More of a direct game, and it was also difficult for me to adapt because I came out of all the other coaches that I had worked before him were different, so they were kind of more, I don't know, even training methods were different, but I mean it was good. It's good to see how things work in other places. I believe that in the UK, probably there are many, many more coaches that have his characteristics. He's been working there again now, so it was good to learn and to see this different types of methods and was positive. I try to take out the positives.
Mm. And you also played with Chris Nurse, who we know very well.
Yes, Chris Nurse. Chris Nurse is a good friend.
He's a good lad, really good lad. So, yeah, wish him well because he's out in the States at the moment, isn't he? He's playing out there. I think, is it with Miami? Is it Miami FC?
Yeah, I think I saw something that he played. They had a game against Peñarol last month, I think, and he was able to play. He even scored a goal, so congratulations to him.
great stuff. Well, you ended up in Australia, another new environment for you, but I guess... Melbourne is one of those places where you can kind of settle in pretty well. The people, as I understand, are quite friendly. So, what was it easy for you to get used to the methods out there?
Yeah, Melbourne, great city. So it all came through Ryan, agent based in Australia. He contacted me, and he told me about the interest of the club, and he showed me the project. Big club in Australia, South Melbourne, aspiring going to the A-League. So I thought it was interesting, and it was very, very fast. So in 3 days I was in Australia, and once I got there I realized that the club was good, historical club, but passing through some difficult political situations, and even during the season we had 3 different coaches. Oh, so wow. It shows a little of what the season was. In the end, we were fighting against relegation, and thankfully we escaped because the club doesn't deserve it, but Yeah, it's sad to see such a big club, and later on they weren't able to get into the A-League. So yeah, it was kind of disappointing because I think that South Melbourne is a huge club, maybe the biggest fan base in Australia, and they deserve more. So I hopefully see them in the future having more success.
Absolutely. So talk to me about this Canadian Premier League then. Obviously you're very excited about it. Do you know much about the teams that are competing? I know they're brand new franchises and whatnot, and there are different players out there, but do you know of any players that we should really look out for? Obviously, apart from yourself.
No, yeah, so Edmonton, which now is going to be our main rival, they were our rivals when I was in Ottawa as well, because they were the only other Canadian club in
ASL,
the league.
Yeah.
So I've been to Edmonton many times to play against them. And, well, I think if there is a club that's a step ahead of the others, it's Edmonton, because they already had a fan base. But, I mean, in the field, it's going to be 11 against 11, and they didn't operate last year. So it's basically they're starting from scratch, too. And I know some guys that will be joining the league. They weren't announced yet, so I can't tell you. but yeah, I'm sure that it's going to be very leveled, and the level of play is going to be good. And I'm looking forward for it to start. And I'll be going to Canada in 2 weeks. So yeah, I'm getting ready here, training hard, and to get there well and have a good season.
I know you've got a dual nationality, is that correct? So you can represent Brazil and Germany if they ever call you. Would you be able to qualify to play for the Canadian national team at some point? Because I know you played before in the nation, and do you have to be there a certain amount of years to get that citizenship? Is that how it works?
Yeah. I think the you have to stay there for 5 years, but I think it's continuous. So I'd have to start over again, stay there for 5 full years, and then you can ask for a Canadian for the Canadian documents and papers, and then you can be eligible to be called up. So I'm not very sure of how that would work. Mm-hmm. But yeah, first of all, I have to think and playing very well for Cavalry, maybe if we could win the title this year, and then let's see how things go.
You never know. So what about your position? I know you play up front, and you can play either flank, left or right. Given what you know about the standard of Canadian football, does it suit you better because maybe you get more time on the ball?
Yeah, I think that the league is going to be physical, similar to how it was in the NASL, but yeah, I can play in any of the positions up front, even behind the striker. So let's see how our team's going to shape up. Hopefully we can connect well. I know we've signed some quality players that are comfortable with the ball, so that's the idea, hopefully keeping the ball and not the direct play, and building up from the back. And yeah, let's see how it goes. Looking forward to it.
Well, you sound excited anyway. It's just it's a new adventure for you, and obviously it's the inaugural Canadian League, so you're etched in their history already, which is great.
Yeah. Well, you're always remembered in the club if you win a title, right?
So oh, yeah.
We have a great chance this year because it's the first year. So as I said, everyone's starting from the same point.
Yep.
So it's not like you're going in and there's another team that's already been playing together for a long time and you have to build. So it's a great opportunity. Hopefully we can have a very successful season, and we'll work hard for it, I'm sure. And the mentality in the locker room, it's going to be a good group of guys, and that's the main thing to have a good start.
Absolutely. And you know, they announced your signature on their official Twitter page. You got quite a few positive comments there, mate. You must be chuffed to bits.
Well, I try to give my best everywhere I go, and it's not going to be different now. I mean, It's a big responsibility to be one of the chosen foreigners to be joining the club, and I'm going to do my best to be able to help scoring goals in and off the field. Also, it's going to be huge for the community to finally have a professional soccer team for the kids to look out for the players and have someone to inspire them. And it's gonna be a very nice experience, I'm sure.
Fantastic. Well, look, mate, I wish you luck. Again, it's an exciting experience, and I will be keeping my eyes peeled on the results and especially your performances. So yeah, good luck, mate.
Okay, so thank you very much, and hopefully we'll get in touch again to talk about a successful season.
Absolutely, mate. Well, look, before I let you go, do you want to let our listeners know your Twitter handles so they can get in touch with you?
Yeah, Twitter or Instagram, it's Oliver Minatel.
Fantastic. Well, mate, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. You have a good evening and a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Cheers, mate. All the best. Bye. And there you go, ladies and gents. Oliver Minatel, watch out. This kid has got bags of ability, bags of talent. So, yeah, definitely keep tabs on him. So that's it for the show, guys. If you liked what you heard, you can visit us on fnx.network. You can see all of our shows there. We're on Audio Boom. We're on Spotify, Deezer, and iTunes. Subscribe, leave a review, and that's it. Also, visit stealthsecretsource.co.uk if you're into your betting tips. I've got some fantastic tips from the Premier League, from La Liga, from Bundesliga, Eredivisie, and Serie A. And that's it, guys. Until next time, take care.